Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh, you ready for Christmas now? Are you in the season now?
No, I think I'm going to go shopping today. I need to get some stuff. I don't want to wait. I don't want to be that person that waits to the last minute.
You going to store shopping or online shopping?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the store. I had to go. Like, this is how I fooled Harper. So, parents, if you can do this. I told him that Santa said this year he was just going to buy him some draws. So I took him to the store and bought him a couple packs of draws because I told him that's what Santa wanted me to do, right?
Did he buy it?
Yeah. He was not happy. I said, if you get these draws, Santa will negotiate. I'll talk to him later on tonight and I'll see if, you know, you can get some toys. So if you want some toys, show me what kind of toys you want.
So he showed me. You pulled a fast one.
Yeah, because he showed me what he potentially want. But I told him, Santa said, no, you're going to get these draws first. So I bought him some draws.
And he bought it hook, line, and sinker.
He wasn't happy.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Because I tried to get him to take pictures of his draws. He was like, no.
He's like this bleeping guy.
Yeah, he probably, if he could call me mean and hurtful names, he probably did.
He's thinking it.
Because he's like, why is Santa buying me these gifts so early? I said, because do you know how hard it is to find draws?
One day when he's older, he'll remember this. Be like, you're ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9494. Ridiculous might be what some people are calling the topic of the show today. That's fine. It's a safe space. It is a safe space here. We're going to welcome now into our safe space Eagles sideline reporter Devin Caney, of course, with us as well at WIP. Devin, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's always like I feel like I'm underwhelming compared to what Hugh opens up the segment with.
Always.
So.
You got to bribe these kids. You got to give them something to look aspire for. So I bought him some draws for Christmas.
The lesson is lie to the kids. I mean, that's the lesson we're going with today. Devin, welcome on in. All right.
It's
so it is. I mean, it works, obviously, until they're old enough to understand. And then they call you out. All right. Before we get into topics that apply to the day to day, this is safe space. And we just want to ask you, we're going to ask everyone on the show with us today. Devin, have you thought about what the Eagles' offense would look like if Tanner McKee was playing quarterback? Has that thought crossed your mind at all yet? We're having that safe space discussion today on the Midday Show.
Has that thought crossed my mind? This season, no. I mean, that's a tough question because, like, he's the backup quarterback, and I think he's a really good backup. And I think in Philadelphia, the backup quarterback position is valued, I think, more than, like, most other markets, because look at what a backup quarterback did for us back in 2018, right? Nick Foles is a legend in this town. So I think we put a lot more emphasis on that position. And I think it's worked out for the best in that case. Cause like Tanner McKee isn't a massive step back, I would assume, if he were to go in. Like last season when he played for those last few games, when Kenny Pickett went out with his rib injury after he was in for Jalen Hurts. So do I think Tanner McKee is a very good backup? I'm trying to word this so I don't like insult Tanner McKee, because I think he's a very good football player. But like, no, it's not something that's actively in the forefront of my mind, knowing that Jalen Hurts has led this team to 2 Super Bowls, won one, and also won Super Bowl MVP. So no, I guess is my short answer to that.
Devin, where are you right now with your panic level for the team? Not just the quarterback, but just the team. So 2 straight losses. Now, they did that in October, and then they bounced back with 4 straight wins, which that would be great if they could pull that off again and win, you know, reel off 4 in a row and make us all feel better before the playoffs. But where are you panic level with the team considering what happened a couple years ago? Because those vibes are out there. It keeps coming up. You know, a collapse, and they go down the stretch of the season with some games they should be able to win, but we said the same thing 2 years ago. Where's your panic meter right now as we enter the final month of the season?
I don't think my panic meter is super high, but I've always kind of trended cautiously optimistic when it comes to really any Philly sports team, but especially the Eagles. And Friday's game was the first game, like even after, you know, the two losses earlier in the season, even after the Dallas loss, Friday's game was the first game where I'm like, this could go bad. Like, I don't know if it's going to be easy to bounce back from something like this. That being said, so I mentioned this on the morning show, listening to Jordan Mailata talk, and I know that he's a leader in that locker room. I also know, and he knows, that he's not having his best season, which I think makes it all the more authentic. Jordan Mailata coming on WIP last night and saying, this is nothing like 2023. Like, I can promise you that. We can nip that in the bud right here and now. That made me feel a lot better. And also being in the Eagles locker room most days of the week, like, they seem fine when we're in there. And it's pretty obvious when media, you know, enters the locker room, but I don't think that it's a front. I do think that they're still a close-knit group culturally for the most part. And I'm not sure if they had that in 2023. So that gives me confidence. I also think that this team is resilient and has shown that they can bounce back. Sometimes they're even like strongest when they bounce back. I was talking about this on Saturday when I was on right after the game, where it's almost similar to the Phillies. I think that it's like a Philadelphia mindset to be the underdog. And I think that's been an issue with the Phillies. You know, we see them come up short in the postseason year after year. And I think that could be affecting the Eagles this season, where they're almost not used to being, or they don't thrive as being like the favorites, the front runners, the reigning champions. And we knew that going into this season, Nick Sirianni's messaging to the team was, you know, we're not reigning Super Bowl champions. Like, this is a whole new season. That being said, every single team is coming in playing them like they are the reigning Super Bowl champions, because they are. They're bringing everything they have. And I think the Eagles need to meet that challenge head on. And they're struggling with that. But my panic meter, still cautiously optimistic. Didn't love what I saw on Friday, but I do think that they can still get it together. They still have time.
Devin, what's your thought on the Eagles? And look, doesn't mean they can't change their minds, or maybe they're not telling us, but the insistence publicly from Nick Sirianni to continue with Kevin Petullo as his play caller. Your thought on that? Because it seems like it would be the easiest lever to pull. Way easier, obviously, than changing quarterbacks or anything like that. It'd be the easiest lever to pull, but it seems like Sirianni believes in his guy, Kevin Petullo, and they're going to stick with that.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw or talked about what Nick Foles, speaking of backup quarterbacks, actually said on, I don't know what it was, like his podcast. He posted it did numbers, where he's talking about the emotions on the sideline and how this is Kevin Petullo's first season, like, calling plays from the sideline. And, you know, you look at someone like Vic Fangio on the opposite side of the ball, he watches and calls the games from upstairs, from the booth, because he can see what the opposing offenses are doing and he can make adjustments. And what have we heard throughout this season from a lot of the offensive players? They failed to make in-game adjustments. And Nick Foles, in his clip, basically said, like, I think they should try putting KP up in the booth and seeing if maybe he's affected less by the emotions and moments down on the sideline. And he can read the opposing defenses a lot better from up there. So I think if you're going to stick with Kevin Petullo as the play caller, maybe even just a little adjustment like that could help. Like, at this point, it can't hurt, right? Like, you might as well try it. We're going into week 14, still getting tons of penalties, still not executing well. And I just think that you might as well go for it. If you're not going, I'm not saying that he should be fired. I don't think that that's the answer, because look at what happened in 2023 when the same thing happened on defense. Like, it actually just made them spiral even faster downward. But I think just like any sort of change to see if it works at this point, you might as well try it.
Devin Caney with us here as we talk through this Eagles mess. They lose to the Chicago Bears on Black Friday. Next up, Devin, a trip to LA to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Devin, we're going to wait news on if Justin Herbert's going to play. He had a broken hand. He had surgery yesterday. It's his non-throwing hand, so we'll see if he could play in the game. But Devin, what do you expect out of the Eagles on Monday night? This is now becoming, like, they got to get this back on track, and this is a big one suddenly against the Chargers on Monday night. What's your expectation for what we're going to see in that game against the Chargers?
So, I know this sounds ridiculous because, like, I kind of felt this way going into the Black Friday game against the Bears, but I really do believe that this team bounces back in a really strong way, and it plays into what I was saying in them thriving with an underdog mindset a lot more than they thrive as kind of the front runners. And I think coming off a 2-game losing skid, they're going to be hungry, and they're going to be they don't hear, or they say they don't hear and pay attention to the outside noise, but you have to know that, you know, some of that's getting through. And I think that it's a team that plays their best when they're playing with a chip on their shoulder, especially a guy like Jalen Hurts. And I'm hoping that maybe they can use this as fuel rather than letting it bring them down, rather than letting it kind of spiral downward the way it did in 2023. I'm hoping they can use it almost as a springboard to use as motivation. So it feels like they're lacking that motivation, that want to go-getter mindset, really on both sides of the ball this season. And it's understandable. Like, they just won the Super Bowl, and not only won it, like they crushed most of their opponents throughout the postseason last year, aside from the Rams. So I think that they need some extra oomph, and I think that they've gotten it in this 2-game skid and all the outside noise that they're hearing.
Well, hopefully it's a bounce back. After they lost those 2 games in October, they bounced back with the win over the Vikings and the Giants. That could be the next 2 weeks with the Chargers and the Raiders coming in. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Scoops.
See ya.
There she goes, Devin Caney, Eagles sideline reporter. So she hasn't thought about it. She hasn't. This is the safe space, right? You could say if you thought about it. Kyle's welcome.
I think a lot of people are lying.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you expect today? I mean, led by
we'd
Douglas
said
over
be honest,
here.
Yeah.
I wasn't lying. I haven't thought about it because I already know what it looked like.
You made it okay for everyone to lie.
Well, no, I'm saying because I know what it looks like. I know what it's going to look like. So it's like, it's not going to happen.
So, hold on.
Yeah, but if you thought of, but you
yeah,
have
if you know what it looks like, then you have thought about it.
Yeah.
Well,
we
I
caught
thought,
you.
No, because I didn't have to think about it because I had vision. I had that third eye.
No.
So I kind of knew. I know what it's looking like.
No.
It's kind of how the third
Don't
eye
lie.
Works.
Yeah. Third eye. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIdentalCenter.com. Be honest. Have you thought about what the Tanner McKee would look like in this offense? Yes or no? We're at 54% yes, 46% no. So more than half of people do and have thought about what this thing.
It was at 63% before the show.
Oh, so yeah, it's moving a little bit.
It's moving back. I suspected that as soon as we got the shameful tweets from people.
Oh yeah, like
on
shame.
Eagles Twitter.
I can't believe you'd ever
like the walk of
WIP.
What you thought about
shame.
What the backup quarterback would do? You're the worst person in the world. Well, I'm sorry. Guilty as charged. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, pal?
Come on, man. Let me cook now.
Cook, Will.
All right? Because, listen, I'm the solution to all this.
Of course.
And y'all just not listening, okay? First of all, I'm going to agree with McNabb, and I hate to, right? But see, when you say something, you got to understand what's being said and tell the people why you're saying it, right? Now, it is a trust issue. An accountability issue, right? The coaches don't trust the quarterback. The quarterback don't trust the coaches. The running back don't trust the offensive line. I mean, it's a trust factor all the way around, from the top to the bottom, right? So my thing is, in order to build that trust, you have to take accountability. And that starts from the top down. From the coaches to the players, right? And my thing is, when you take that accountability individually and then as a team, then we can start moving. My thing is, y'all keep saying bench Jalen. Bench Saquon. That's why nothing's getting moved. There's no type of motion.
Bench
people. You think what I'm saying? Let's start thinking outside the box. Let's start resolving the real problem. Now, let me finish with this, man, because my thing is this, and I'm going to need the music in a minute. Just for a minute. I'm going to need the music because this needs to be said. My thing is this, right? As a team, I keep saying, look back at that mic'd up Super Bowl where everybody was mic'd up. Look at that, man, because everybody had the 4 C's. They had confidence. They had confidence in everything on the team. I'm losing my train of thought, But listen, give me the music, man. Let me just shut it down. Give me the music. Come on.
You heard it, Kyle. Give him the music. Now, you see, you talked to Kyle wrong.
It's a little pushy.
All right, listen. All right, I'm gonna say it straight up,
sure,
so everybody can hear. Mm-hmm. Listen, we done played in all the different storms. We played in Wendy. We played in a Wendy atmosphere, a rainy atmosphere, and a cold atmosphere, right? The biggest storm is in us. The whole thing is, do we have the will and the courage to overcome this storm? See, individually and as a team, we have to understand that we can't win it individually. We have to win it as a team. And right now is the time to chime in and actually get on one accord. Now, what I want to say with KP, listen, man, I think you can call a good game. You put up 21 points in one quarter. And you could do that the rest of the game. You could put up 45 or 50 points. Mm. As long as you got the right strategy and understand your team, right? You got to know your players. So my thing is this, man. Let everybody get on one accord. Let everybody start communicating more. Let everybody get their confidence. Let everybody get some commitment. Let everybody get some consistency. And let's, God damn it, win the Super Bowl. Because that's where we need to be right now.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, the whole thing, I'm going to say it and I'm going to end it like this. Are you willing to put everything on the line to weather this storm that we in?
I'm not.
And I know y'all can. Because you know what? We were stripped of our identity. We are the damn Super Bowl champions.
We are
the Super Bowl champions. We are the defending champions. And everybody stripped us of our title. And that's where our identity is. So now we have to get back to our identity and understand we are the king of the jungle. And everybody cuts for us. And so let's start to win.
Is it snowing or raining?
And get off this, you know, not knowing or not having no trust in your foot and your players. That's it, man.
That's so disrespectful.
That's all I got.
Good call, Will. Appreciate the whole thing.
Can you repeat that?
You're going to hit it with a good call. Yeah. You weren't even paying attention.
He lost his train of thought. I lost mine at some point. We started talking about the weather and the presence and all that.
Jesus be offense.
Yeah. I think.
What are we doing?
Yeah, this is this all feels like.
Poor Will.
This all feels like a way of talking around of this the safe space. It's a safe space. You can say it. You've thought about the backup quarterback. I'm not going to judge you. I didn't judge Kyle. I didn't judge you for lying.
I didn't lie.
You did.
I didn't lie. I never thought about it.
You forecasted what would happen if the key came in.
I told you who I thought about in this offense, and it got me ridiculed. People got mad.
All right. So,
but I thought that was in the moment.
We're all curious. We've all been fantasizing.
What's more offensive, Hugh wondering what Dak would look like in Eagles offense or me wondering what Tanner McKee would? At least McKee's an Eagle.
Yeah, one of them's a Cowboy.
You know what's funny? I guess it was the timing. Timing is everything.
Well, because we just got torched by Dak the day before. I mean, you really did something.
You did. You rubbed some salt.
People were mad. They were like, "Why did you do that, Hugh?
How could you put that thought out there?
No, well, that then
you because I was asked the question.
They reminded you that you never won a Super Bowl. Yeah, that's how it gets
actually,
personal.
You were not asked that question. You were asked a different question.
Well, I told you what I was thinking.
You told us what you were.
Why did you do it, Hugh? Yeah. I used to look up to you.
I loved you.
You still look up to me. I don't know why, but you do.
All right, let's go to Derek. Who's up next? Hey, Derek.
Yo, what's up?
Derek,
real quick, listen. If we was like 4-8, you know what I'm saying? Or it was like week 14 and we had no chance of making the playoffs, then it's like, yeah, who wouldn't want to see what it looked like with somebody else, right? But like the players say, they can still accomplish all the stuff, right, that they want to accomplish. Like, yeah, it looked bad right now, but I wouldn't – if you move off the quarterback right now, it's like you basically – You pretty much throwing the towel in on the season because, like, there's no guarantee that Tanner McKee going to come in and look. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
We let you cook.
Like, Tanner McKee going to come in here and look like, he had a couple good showings, like preseason, you know, playing against some teams that weren't really playing for nothing. Like, he showed some glimpses. You understand what I'm saying? But I just wouldn't go to him right now in the midst of all this. You understand what I'm saying? Like, because they're 8-4, they could still end up being number one seed and all that. So that's just my take on that. And then before I go, Hugh,
yes,
my brother, listen. Main man that called earlier, right? A lot of us callers, I know for me, I'm in the truck like 10, 12 hours a day, right? So I listen to WIP I know I listen to it a lot more than you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when callers call in and say they be hearing this, that, and the third, I guarantee you he ain't lying. Just because you're not saying it or you're not hearing it doesn't mean that he's not hearing it on the show, because y'all get a lot of callers. There's three or four different kind of shows. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people do call in and they be talking around conversations. We all do it, right?
No, you're right. Know, but I don't think
it's an elephant in the room, right?
But here's the thing, D, and I don't mean to cut you off because I know you're busy, but here's the thing. I work with Joe every day, right? And I understand I can't control what happens on other shows. But when you try to paint that narrative against him, I work with this man every day, and we have off-air conversations. Don't put that on him. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to work with somebody that's with that narrative. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm not saying it doesn't happen, and that's why I told Mark, you know, if you're gonna do that, be clear who you're talking about, because that's not who I work with. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I know it happens.
About Julio is, I will say, like, he calls it for what he thinks he is. Like, he'll call out any player. You understand what I'm saying?
And that's what it is, Derek.
But
yes.
But my issue was when you just said me as black people, that includes me. And I just don't think that he was taking it to that extreme.
Well, Derek, sometimes it feels like that.
Julio
it feels like that.
Because he does.
No, you're right.
But
you're
that's
right.
Like the elephant in the room. That could kind of go both ways.
And I get it.
So it's like if you want to call out one, then you got to call out the other.
But I get
it. Basically, you just got to kind of poo-poo around it a little
no,
bit.
No, I get it. I get it, Derek.
It is
but
what it is.
I get it, Derek. No, I get it. But the thing is, we can't run from these conversations because he looks like us. You know what I mean? Because nobody's above criticism. Now, when you start talking about, you know, I know the trigger words just like you know the trigger words. I know the trigger words. And that's where I draw the line. We ain't doing no trigger words. We going to talk about Jalen.
Nah, I hear you.
We talking about Jalen as a quarterback. We ain't trying to diminish his accomplishments or anything like that. I'm not going to do that. But we can't get offended when we have the conversation, especially if he's not doing well. That's all. But you're right.
Sure.
I digress. And Mark, that was a great call. I apologize. You know, but I apologize. I don't do
wow,
that.
Wow, you don't apologize very often. That's a real.
I rock with Derek.
I respect
you want me to dump that?
No,
I rock with Derek. You might want to dump that apology. Though. I don't want nobody.
Derek, what do you got for us for someone who replaced someone else?
Someone who replaced someone else. I hate it, man, but it seems like Amazon replaced UPS, man. And I'm a truck driver. Amazon drivers are way worse than UPS drivers, bro.
Damn it, that is a really – Derek,
seriously?
You're right. I'll just give you
– Very creative.
It's a great answer. It's one.
The trucks are nicer.
I noticed just on my street, like stuff that comes to my house, I very
– It's always Amazon.
So when I first got out of college before
I – live right in the morning, too.
Before I got my first radio job, you know what I did around this time of the year?
What's that?
I was a FedEx driver.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was a seasonal FedEx driver when I first got out of college. There were no jobs.
You shouldn't have told everybody.
I was a FedEx driver. They got to tell me to go back in the truck and
deliver the packages.
Listen,
Joe,
I did it.
The fries in the
bag. It was hard work.
Put the fries in the bag, Joe.
It was hard work. And it was around this time of the year, I was freezing because you never got warm. You're in the truck, you're out of the truck, you're stopping. But just on my street, I never notice FedEx trucks anymore. I never notice UPS trucks, but the Amazon truck or van or whatever it is, they are nice trucks, by the way, Hugh.
They be tearing them up.
They're on my street every 5 seconds. There's a new one driving down. It's a great answer by Derek. All right, 215-592-9494. It is a safe space. Are you curious? Have you thought about it? Have you closed your eyes and wondered, would this offense be better? Would it look good if Tanner McKee was in the offense? I have. I'm not going to lie to you. I've thought about it. Where do you come down? Plus, we want to get to a couple things Nick Sirianni said yesterday and analyze what he meant. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Combo Con today. Something that replaced something else. Could be a thing like the Amazon UPS thing. Could be a person in a role that replaced someone else. Your thoughts on it all. We'll get you in the mix for Combo Con. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Just wondering, Hugh. Thinking.
Nope.
It's okay to let your mind wander. It's a safe space. The Midday Show is a safe space, Hugh Douglas.
You're Mark.
Unless you're Mark, yeah, well. I did apologize for the yelling. Now, the content of what I was yelling about, I had not apologizing for. It was a ridiculous conversation. Also, can I point out one thing? Because I've heard this has been coming up a lot lately. Well, it was windy. It was cold. Guys, is it going to get nicer the next 2 months?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The weather's going to get nicer. So,
you're talking about the excuses?
Well, yeah. Like, okay. I acknowledge the game in Green Bay was very cold and you know, not a great weather night to throw. The game against the Lions, obviously.
The weather is never an excuse.
But Jalen,
hold on. You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
The beginning of the Philly season when Hugh was telling us it was just a little chilly.
Football. Yeah.
Chilly.
In football.
Okay.
Football players are different than baseball.
Okay. But baseball plays playoffs in
October. They do. No question about that. But you also have the opportunity to play in a warm climate area. Like you can in the Super Bowl, but in the NFL, that dog does not hunt.
But not the most important month of the season.
No, that dog don't.
I'm just saying, down the stretch of the season.
I hear you though. It's different rules for different sports.
Yeah, like if we are saying the weather is a big part of why Jalen's played poorly the last month. Okay, so this next game you should play well, right? They're in a dome in LA. After that, home here against the Raiders. That's cold. In Washington, cold. In Buffalo, probably very cold. Last game, home. And then if they win some of these games, they'll have at least one home playoff game. So 5 out of the next 6 games will be in very cold, potentially windy weather.
Well,
what are we going to do? Just chalk it up?
Maybe we get to go to L.A. for a playoff game.
Well, then he should play great there.
Or we go to Chicago.
Yeah, and that will be cold.
Or Green Bay.
Very cold again. Yeah, so the weather's going to play a role in all this. All right, before we go any further, can we hear from Nick Sirianni? Yes, sir. Let's hear from a couple things. We'll hear one, then we'll give you another one coming up in a little bit. Next hour, we'll hear Nick Sirianni, his response to all this on the morning show today. And Ross Tucker will be on the show with us coming up at 12:30. So yesterday, Sirianni talking about, you know, trying to do things their players do best here.
I was wondering, as a coach, how you balance running something that's their strength versus doing something at times that might be their weakness, but it's what needs to be run against a certain look, and how you get them to buy into something like that.
Yeah, I feel like our players can do a lot of different things. We have a lot of strengths on the team. So, you know, we're able to do some different things because we got talented guys. But make no mistake about it, you always want to be doing the things that they do the best. Like if we asked them to do something we didn't think they could do, I think that I don't, like, even though it might draw up well on paper against a certain team, there's different ways that you can attack, you know, different looks. And so you're always thinking about what they do the best. That's why you're constantly evaluating the players. But like I said, we got talented guys that can do a lot of different things. But when you ask a guy to do something they can't do, or they might not be as good at, and it doesn't really matter how it draws up. So it is always a balance, but we're always trying to do the best thing schematically and also always trying to do the best thing, you know, that they do well.
Feels like it was drawn out.
What'd you take away
long
from
talking,
that?
Long talking. Okay. Felt long talkish. Am I the only one? Didn't it feel long talkish?
Not to me.
What did you hear?
Talkish to me.
Well, I mean, he's talking about it might look this way on paper. It just, I guess when I hear that, it reminds me of the conversation we have this week is like, everyone's pulling up the film on Twitter because everybody's an all 22 tape expert.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying, why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? And Sirianni said, well, you know, this might look good on paper or in theory and stuff, but not necessarily playing to our players' strengths. Like, I think what he reiterated there and affirmed to me was that this offense is built around the strengths of their players.
Yeah. So
and that's why they run a lot of the things that they run.
I think when people talk about crossing routes and all these kind of things, attack
that's
the middle,
not what we do well.
So I think it comes down to one of two things. The coaches obviously don't think it would be successful if they did it, right? Mm-hmm. Or they wouldn't work, or it wouldn't play to the player's strengths. So you got to believe one of two things. The coaches are flat-out morons, and you could believe that if you want, or they're right about the players, and they're trying to hide their deficiencies by calling things that they think will work based on the players they have. It can only be one of those two things.
You got to look at it like this, Joe. And I think we've been talking about it for weeks. And like I said, chicken's coming home to roost. Mm. Donovan said it best yesterday. We talked about firing Kellen Moore last year. Didn't we talk about firing somebody before that?
Well, probably. I mean, every year we fire somebody. I mean,
I'm saying the thing you have to look at all the constants in this. I don't know, and I'm gonna say it like this. I don't know what it is, but one of the constants is Jalen, and the other is Coach Sirianni.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look, if you're being honest with yourself, and that's what I'm asking you to do, be honest with yourself. This offense, for whatever reason, struggles at times. It looks simplistic at times. Okay, now you work your way back. Why is that? That's where you start. And it's not to bash anybody, but when I put it out there a few weeks ago when I was recklessly speculating, it's because you have to hear what's being said. Jordan Mailata said something about because it's simple. Like he said, like I'm ad-libbing here. And Coach Sirianni just said it again. Like, we do what we can do. Like, when it went, perfect example. And I remember we were installing the defense, right? And I kept messing it up because I was an instinctual player. I played with my instincts. So when I saw the tackle jump outside, my natural instinct was to go to the path of least resistance.
In. But you got to go in.
But that wasn't the design of the defense.
You're screwing everything up.
And I remember being in the meeting. And Jim was trying to install defense. Then he said, hey, you know what? We're just going to put a stunt in, and we're going to call it the wing stunt, you know, and then we're gonna do it like this. So when we get in this defense, the defensive end is going to just come inside and because I would make the play. So because it didn't make sense to me because I would come in and I would make the play.
So did they change it because you were going in inside anyway?
And this is the kicker. Brandon Whiting was like, yeah, because 5-3 keep effing up the defense. He said that in the meeting. And everybody kind of laughed, but it's the truth. And that's what it was. You adapt to the players that you have. You do what's best for the team that you have.
Does she do anything for us?
And when Coach Sirianni says that, that's what it kind of sounds like. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot that goes on in this that I don't know anything about. So that's why I don't think it's fair or smart to say it's all Jalen. I don't think so because in that instance, it was me. But it's a lot, so you don't know.
We can connect the dots here. Yeah. Like we heard Ashlyn Sullivan, her report before the game. Sirianni and Hurts, they're in lockstep about being conservative, emphasizing not turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. Clearly that's like a concerted effort by them. And if you look at Jalen Hurts' like career passing chart, like a heat map almost.
He doesn't throw over the middle.
The middle's bare.
Yeah. Now, I think
the middle's the most dangerous part of the field.
And you know what, Kyle? That's what I'm saying. If you go back and you look at, like, if you just look at where Jalen is most successful when he wins, I would venture to say, I haven't charted this, but I would venture to say it's when his passes are from between 25 to 30 passes a game. Yeah. He usually wins. In that wheelhouse,
I agree.
He usually wins.
Yep.
Like, when you start getting into that 30, 40 range, like, the numbers might look a little bit better.
Was on full display in the beginning of the season last year versus later.
I mean, and that's me just thinking back on the games. Because, like I said, when I first got here, go back and look at the numbers. That 2022 season, Marcus Mariota and Jalen Hurts' numbers are eerily similar. But the biggest difference was – Jalen just won games.
So I agree with both of you, what you're saying here. It makes me think about the play that was like the play of the game that didn't go right for the Eagles on Friday, right? With the Devontae slant, he thought he was going to sit down, and Goddard's wide open. So Kyle's right. If you look at Jalen's passes over the course of his career, they're outside the numbers, very rarely over the middle. At some point, other teams realize. It's like in basketball, right? If you know a guy won't take a shot from somewhere, you're going to stop guarding that spot on the floor. The Ben Simmons theory, right? Do you think it's possible defenses are just not even worrying about the middle of the field anymore?
Like, I will say this, Joe.
Like that Bears defense on Friday, and I know there was a Kurt Warner breakdown where he said, well, Devontae's the first read, so yeah, they left Goddard, but Jalen doesn't even look over there. I mean, if I'm the Bears, like, why am I even putting a lot of thought into the middle of the field if I know he doesn't even look over there?
Yeah, because you limit yourself when you do things like that. You take away what teams have to game plan for.
Yeah, and I know once in a while, like against the Cowboys, they threw a little bit more over the middle, but that's like a guy in basketball taking a shot he takes once every six games. No one's going to react to that.
It's not consistent enough for me to feel like it's a threat.
It's the summer videos of Ben Simmons in the gym.
Yeah, right. Like, but then the game starts.
They don't all start crowding him at the three-point line.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Start the season.
They know what the reality is. All right, 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What up, Jeff?
So the way you pose the question, I think everybody's lying if they said they haven't thought about it. I have thought about it. I told Kyle I don't like it. When I think about it, I cringe because I think, first of all, you're putting in a guy, you want to put in a guy that's never played a meaningful snap in the NFL behind a guy who won the MVP in the Super Bowl, been to another Super Bowl. All these things that Hurts has done, he has been fairly consistent over the last 5 years. I mean, that's what Mike was talking about yesterday. When you look at it, I mean, he's going to have bad games, and I just can't see putting Tanner McKee in. He's going to get probably demolished because our offensive line, which to me is the root problem of this whole offense this year, is not playing well, and they're often injured. So you're going to sit Jalen down because the offense, we can't run. Are you going to sit Barkley down? Because, comparatively, he's had a worse season than Hurts has. Are you going to do that?
No, but I would like to see Tank Bigsby get some carries. Jeff, obviously, running backs you can rotate. Quarterbacks you don't rotate, right? Like,
that's different.
Yeah, it's different, right.
Because you can rotate. But, no, I mean, it would cause total chaos in the organization.
Yeah.
And we're not at that point yet. We just won the damn Super Bowl, dude. And we're still leading the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Division. I know it looks bad the last 2 weeks, but I mean, I can't see that. I mean, no, absolutely not. I wouldn't do it.
So, Jeff,
I think it's correct.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Like, you're curious, and you've thought about it. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call, but you don't want to go there. So I want to make it clear. I don't think that Tanner McKee is the next this or that or anything. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people like him, and I think he's got a chance to be a quarterback that maybe one day starts somewhere. I do think it's funny that we talk about this like we know. We don't know either way with Tanner McKee. I mean, at one point, Tom Brady came in for Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe was a $100 million quarterback. I believe he was the first or one of the first 100.
Yeah, he was one of the hot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he took the Patriots
and
to a Super
even,
Bowl.
He didn't even like when Tom Brady came in. He liked
so him. That happened. Brock Purdy, you're talking about inexperience. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, and he came in and never came out as a starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and they went to a Super Bowl with that guy. And then, you know, if we want to just go to Eagles' version of this, I mean, this kind of reminds me of 2018. The offense stunk. We were talking about, is it the coach? Is it the quarterback? And then Carson got hurt, and Foles came in. Everyone thought the season was over. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't lose for a month and made it to the divisional round and almost knocked off the Saints.
I just want everyone to know, it's natural to be curious. Like
the way you say that is
it is.
It's very true.
Yeah,
very natural to like.
You know, because no one's judging.
There's a known versus an unknown here. The known is that this offense sticks.
That is so known.
The unknown is what the hell it would look like if you just tinker with some of the variables here.
Yeah,
I did the unknown. No, cool. The unknown piques my curiosity.
I'm not a tinker. Also,
always has. I'm a thinker, Hugh.
I will give you one more example. And again, I'm not saying that Jalen is the first guy I'm going to mention, and I'm certainly not saying Tanner's the second guy I'm going to mention. You know, at some point, Bill Walsh said, you know what? I'm done with Montana. I'm going to Young. Like, guys, this happens. This is sports.
And we've been told that Hurts is like Joe Montana.
Well, before. I've heard that. And well, maybe Tanner McKee is Steve
think
Young.
I use that argument.
Yeah, maybe Tanner, maybe we have Steve Young. I don't know.
He's like, maybe me.
I probably use that argument.
It might have been you. It might have been your fault.
I digress.
It might be your fault.
Good growth from
me. Let's go to Steven in Chestnut Hill. What's up, Steven?
Hey, you. I want to thank you for standing up for your buddy there. That caller, I mean, I'm tired of guys like that too. I don't know what he's thinking, but listen, my point here is, I think you can't replace Jalen Hurts. I think you should, and you're thinking about it is accurate. Are you there?
Yeah, we're listening. We got you.
We're listening. To think about it, but I don't think McKee's guy to come in here and take him to the Super Bowl. I mean, even as bad as Jalen's playing, I mean, he's the best shot you got to get to the Super Bowl right now. I mean, that's it. Unless he gets hurt. Now, listen, that guy that called in was talking about how how bad was Aaron Rodgers? Did you hear Tony Romo ripping Rodgers rashly on the offense the other night?
I did. I was watching some of that. The Steeler-Bills game? Yeah, he was terrible.
Yeah, so we have to agree that Aaron Rodgers is crap right now. Am I correct?
Correct. I'd say he's one of the bottom 10 quarterbacks in the league right now.
And do you know that they score more points than the Eagles so far this season?
Which is crazy because they don't have a great running back. They don't have great receivers. Like the idea they're scoring more is a joke.
It is. I'm saying. I mean, that's how bad Jalen's been playing this year, and they're winning because of defense. If you look at the stats between the Steelers and the Eagles, the defense is the difference. They that 249 points the Eagles gave up. They got two game difference in wins, and the Steelers had given up more points than they actually scored. Still scored more than the Eagles though. So I mean, there's a lot of crap going around, and so if you're going to say Aaron Rodgers is playing crap, you got to apply the same thing to Jalen Hurts. We're looking at it. My eyes aren't lying to me. He's horrible.
Well, Steven, right now the offense. I mean, you can't score 15 points a game for a month and not have people start to wonder what it would look like if something else was going on. I mean, that's
correct.
It's a long time, Steven. It really is. It's too long.
One more point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking beyond this season. I'm looking at the top quarterbacks in college right now. And I think that's what Hallie did when he decided to get rid of Carson Wentz. He brought in Jalen, and I think we should be thinking that. I mean, I don't think McKee's a guy to be a franchise quarterback. I think we got to look beyond the season and look at the quarterbacks.
Steven, I agree. And no, I don't think so. Steven, I think there's a very high probability they're going to take a quarterback within the first two rounds of the draft. Very high.
Yeah.
I mean, if I know Howie, one thing, he hedges. He doesn't let the bottom fall out. He hedges before the bottom falls out. And they're probably not going to do anything with McKee. We're all probably all right. Agreeing on that. But
can I give him my replacement?
Yes. What do you got?
The greatest, without a doubt, of all time is Tom Brady, obviously. But second, in this town, it's got to be Nicky Foles. That's the best replacement in this town we've ever seen.
It is, Steven.
And that's it. Those two. Nicky Foles, they both have statues, by the way.
Love it, Steven. Appreciate it. Steven, it's a great
couldn't
one.
Play nowhere else. Tom Brady went to another spot.
No.
See,
he means for us, for here, Foles is the greatest replacement. Like, it's the, when someone says.
All right, then I'll give you that.
I think he meant, like, in terms of. the city.
I digress with that.
I don't think he was saying Nick is better than Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I digress.
Replacement stories, you know, like the, that kind of thing. All right, I'll write it down. Nick Foles for Carson Wentz, 2017 and 18, by the way. It happened twice. Omar is in West Philly. Hey, Omar.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man?
Good, so, Omar. What's up?
I'm to be optimistic, man, but y'all are getting a little bit – this is getting ridiculous, man. Like, seriously, man.
I said, for real,
he's coming off a Super Bowl. I said we can give Jalen Hurts a pass. And I called up. I think I talked to y'all about this. Like, he's coming off of a Super Bowl. He had a tough schedule. We only won game out of – first place in the whole conference, man, and we beat the top team that's in the conference, and we play well against them.
Well, you're speaking about team things. You're speaking about team. Well, you are.
No, Omar, you are.
You're saying we are one game out of the conference. We are 8-4. Jalen's performance has been poor compared to the rest of the quarterbacks in the league. That's the issue.
But who won the Rams game, though? He got us out of the Rams hole, didn't he?
Well, didn't he put them in the Rams hole in the first half?
The defense was playing horrible.
Mm, and how was the offense in the first half?
I'm saying everything was horrible, but at the end of the day, he's the leader.
No, no, no.
He won eight. He won 8 out of 12 games. Well, let's look at it objectively.
The Eagles won.
He's not a fluke. Wait a second. He's not a fluke. He's been in 2 Super Bowls. And on top of all of that, that's just the style. So you can say they went ugly, whatever. At the end of the day, 2 Super Bowls, Super Bowl MVP, champion. So at the end of the day, let's think about this now. We're not factoring in what some of the fan base may be doing for some of our teams, too. Some of our fan base making hard for some of my players to play.
Oh, stop.
Oh, you got to stop.
Omar. Sometimes it do.
Omar, please stop.
So let's just be optimistic, man. We give a standing ovation at the Phillies games.
You want to run away
our Super Bowl champion. But these games, y'all want to cheer for Turner and all them bums. But then at the end of the day, y'all want to get an Eagles on our way to go. And it's Jalen Hurts. Nah, man. Come on, man.
So, Omar, I have a question.
How can we fix it? What's the optimistic part about it? What can we do to fix it?
We're trying. Omar, that question for you. So the whole season gets a pass?
Whole season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If we come back next year, but we still only one game out.
Don't you want to repeat, Omar? Don't you want to repeat?
We still got a chance.
Oh my goodness.
No, we don't want to.
Yeah. I hear you're a little comfortable. Just like we won last year.
No, I'm saying I'm not panicking. You're telling me all
you're satisfied.
You're
not hungry anymore. You don't have the eye. Hey, you hold on.
No.
You don't have the eye of the tiger anymore, Omar.
Just like the Eagles.
Think about it.
No, think about it.
The only way we got to beat to get the Super Bowl.
You don't have the eye of the tiger anymore. You don't have the hunger.
All you got to do is beat May. Is the quarterback. Patrick Mahomes having a bad season. Josh Allen. There are no thoroughbred quarterbacks there.
You're talking about Drake May. If we get to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying, right? So if we get to the Super Bowl.
Dude,
I'm trying not to collapse here, Omar. I'm trying to win a football game on Monday night.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man. We had a tough schedule.
You don't have the eye of the tiger anymore.
What you mean?
Would Rocky ever say it is what it is?
Tell him what you mean. What you mean? Tell him, Omar.
We 8-4, man.
What happened? What happened to this city,
Omar?
Before
the season would start,
you're satisfied.
We'll be 8-4 at this point in time right now.
This guy's full. No.
Yes or no?
I mean, we'd be happy about 8-4.
But doesn't it matter how they get there?
Did you forget what happened 2 years ago? They were 10-1 and were garbage. I mean, like.
But they wasn't champions then, bro. We champions now.
All right, I got it. I got it.
The same exact way how you say Patrick Mahomes.
Satisfied. You hear this?
He's the champion.
You don't have the eye of the tiger anymore, Omar.
Let me ask you a question.
You're telling me that it's fine.
Omar, if this thing topples over, and they collapse, 2 years they collapse, one champions, what are they? Are they chokers or champions?
Don't matter, bro. Oh. Just like Eli Manning. Eli Manning is the champion.
There's no eye of the tiger.
He had some off years, too. Eli Manning had some off years, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the Giants were smart, they would have got rid of him earlier than they did. They hung around for 6 years.
At the end of the day, that's fine, but he still won championships, though. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what it is. It's
but, Omar,
I'm born and raised in South Philly, bro. I remember the Buddy
Ryan. Doesn't sound like it. You don't have the eye of the tiger.
I got to be honest, Omar. I don't care about last year. Last year's over, Omar. This is this year. All right, Omar, what do you got for us? Give us an answer to someone that replaced someone else.
Oh, say it again.
Someone that replaced someone else. or something that replaced something else.
You know what? I'm sorry. This is about the gel. I'm too loyal, dog. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
He's saying, tell him where you're from.
Omar passed up a chance at a prize because he couldn't think about Jalen being replaced.
He didn't think about y'all.
Man. Yeah. Mm.
That was a man.
Live your truth, Omar.
Well, it was. It was someone that he's a Jalen guy. I mean, what can I say?
What's that Chris Brown song?
You know,
like, Omar, they ain't loyal, though, dog.
I used to wonder something back in the day, and now I'm wondering again. I hate when this happens because I don't think it's a good look.
What's that?
I wondered 5-6 years ago when I used to scream and get screamed at. In fact, one time someone screamed at me so loud his wife came up to the room he was in and asked if he was okay. This was over Carson, of course. Sometimes I think some people out there are fans more of a certain player than the uniform. Is it about the name on the front or is it the name on the back? I dealt with this with the Wentz people that I just knew they were bigger Wentz fans than Eagles fans. They had attached themselves to the Wentz stuff. And now I feel like it's happened a little bit with Jalen. Are you an Eagles fan or are you a Jalen fan? I mean, that's the question.
Jalen brought us our second Super Bowl.
No, the Eagles won their second Super Bowl.
Jalen was the MVP.
Don't feed into that.
Then how come Nick Foles didn't? How come Nick Foles wasn't here for life?
Listen.
How come Nick Foles didn't get to
play
for life?
You're being coy, Douglas.
No, I'm not being not being coy.
I hear
what I'm saying is this, man. Just like I look at Jalen and Nick Foles as the same person. Nick Foles, no, when I say that, this is what I mean. They've brought us something that we didn't have before. And with that being said, that's why when Nick Foles says what he says, it carries so much weight because people remember that.
No, but you could be appreciative forever. Like if Jalen has an opinion on the Eagles 10 years from now, I want to hear it.
Man,
but it doesn't mean you get to play. Like the Eagles moved off the two quarterbacks that took them to their first Super Bowl. They traded one.
I get what you're saying, but here's why I feel like people feel the way they feel. When I got here, I said if I was starting a team, we were talking about something about Nick Foles and Michael Vick, and I said Michael Vick.
Oh yeah,
people got mad.
Well,
because their qualifier was Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
Mm.
And I said Michael Vick was the better athlete. He never won us nothing. That's not the conversation that I was having. The conversation I was having is who was the better quarterback. And that's where people are with this. They're not listening to what you're being said. They're thinking about how the quarterback that they love benefited them. And that's okay. That is okay. That's why, you know, when you're having these conversations, people can't remove one from another.
Yeah, that happens. 215-592-9494. Are coming up. Your phone calls and all this. Have you thought about it privately? What this offense would look like if Tanner McKee was playing quarterback?
Privately.
Share it with us. It's a safe space here on the Midday Show. I've thought about it. I think Hugh's thought about it, but doesn't want to admit it. All right. We'll have Nick Sirianni with the morning show coming up. Ross Tucker. And we got to get to something he said yesterday that made me think a change with the coach staff maybe actually has been made. That's all coming up. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is the number one sports book for same game parlays, from points to rebounds to threes and assists. FanDuel is the best place to place the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy to use app. And right now it's the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLI to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.